just straight up survival. The damned are back seeking beatbox revival. Shoot them in the brains if you want to live. Shoot them in the brains, even the little kids. If you want to survive them eating your flesh, I suggest you shoot them in the brains. You zombie killers. You zombie killers.
Stuck together, strangers forever, united by the killers in the streets. Bloody and vicious, our minds delicious, but never enough to eat. Bullets by the hundreds, we aim for the heart, but if you dot the shot right to the smart, you watch zombie heads explode. Shock, pop, lock and load.
Spooky, spooky.
It's the one time a year that I'll say, fine, you can play this song again.
Whatever.
I just heard it so many times, and there's so many people that think, oh, wow, let's play this Halloween song. Like, you know, nobody hasn't been doing it. I don't know. We can talk over it. The people that, oh, it's fine to talk over. That's what I'm saying.
This is like a... It's like the Bauhaus magnum opus. It's like their Inagata De Vita. This is like a 20-minute song. It's ridiculous.
It is. It is a very long song.
Lots of good sounds, though. Lots of good guitar noises.
So you can talk over it and F with it and stuff. And it is actually very... I find it's a classic Halloween song.
It's a classic.
And you should play it on Halloween. But I mean, you know, if you don't listen to the radio and you don't listen to other people's shows and you don't... You know, check other things out, and you don't know how common some things are. That's all I'm saying. All I'm just saying is all. So anyway, yes. Hey, welcome.
What
fiends.
Else are you gonna say?
Welcome, fiends.
Welcome, fiends.
Thanks for tuning in to Psychoacoustics. Less chat, more music, because we want to thank you. Thank you. We reached such a magic number last week. This show reached goal both weeks of the drive, and we're very, very happy and lucky and thrilled.
Very lucky.
Yeah, it was a thriller, folks, because, you know, not everybody was able to do that. We understand the economy's down. Most stations, most nonprofits, it's down quite a bit. But we made you laugh, and you paid through the belly.
And you made us cry with joy.
Last week's total was 11-11.
Whoa!
We kid you not. So thanks so much, and we're glad that you got to hear it and tune in, and you can hear it on the archives as well.
Yes.
As well as tonight's show here on WORT Psychoacoustics. Our annual, too bad it's got to be only once a year, Halloween special.
Well, you know, when you're a goth, every day is Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Bummer, man.
Anyway.
So what did we hear, bad sis?
What we just heard was Season of the Witch by Julie Driscoll and Brian Auger off of their album Once Upon a Time.
And Brian Auger...
very trippy.
His Oblivion Express, very prog rock. You can look that up on your favorite video searching source.
And, great video.
The video is 1960s incarnate. It's just it. She mesmerizes with those eyes.
Those eyes. All that eye makeup. And speaking of eye makeup, before that we heard Ms. Leslie Hall from Iowa.
Leslie and the Lies.
That was a Zombie Killer off of her album Doorman's Daughter.
And I would not, if I was a zombie, I would not want to mess with Leslie Hall.
No, she can kick some ass.
In those gold pants.
Wow. Yes, a perennial favorite here in Madison. If you don't know, check her out on your favorite video search as well. Before that, Bob McFadden and Door. That was The Mummy. I'm a Mummy. Off of the Incredibly Strange Music Volume 2 from Research. And before that, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, the Gomblin Band, off of Halloween Stomp. And we started it all off with The Bug, off of the original film version of Hairspray soundtrack. It's Jerry Dolman and the Nightcaps. And don't be talking to me about no film of the musical version.
Yeah, whatever.
Blech.
Classic film by John Waters, Hairspray. I recommend that.
Yes.
All right, well, we have all kinds of neat stuff coming up for you. We try to usually play some different things every year, different from other shows, different from other stations, and different from other psychoacoustics shows. And one thing we have, thanks very much to the one, the only, Skidmark Bob.
Thanks, Skidmark.
Yes, he has a Pop Defect radio program, and he is quick on the edit trigger. I guess they did not have he's just a very productive guy, or else they didn't have Pledge Drive just a little bit ago. He was able to work in some very recent references into his mix.
Sweet.
So Bob says he's presenting yet another zombie mix for your Hallows Eve mayhem. There's samples and music mashups celebrating the Walking Dead. So you're going to hear some music from AC/DC, Queen, Jace Everett, Heaven and Hell, Iron Maiden, T-Bone Burnett, Dead Man's Bones, Violent Femmes, Scorpions, Blue Oyster Cult, Beatles, Doors, Jimi Hendrix. You know, bits of all this stuff, not whole songs, because the whole thing is not that long. And clips from film and video and TV, like Pontypool, Paranormal Activity, Zombieland, The Simpsons, Supernatural, Light of the Living Dead, Quarantine, 28 Weeks Later, True Blood, Carriers, and more. Oh, I was just told by Zarov, you know, it's more fun to actually figure out yourself where these things come from. Well, you can figure out which ones are which clips are which from in there. And there's more. I didn't tell all of it. Almost everything is going to be covered in this special, from radiation leakage, viruses through the blood, airborne, toxic events, even though there's also Zombieland, survival, and screams and groans, and good music. So from Pop Defect Radio, wishing you a happy Halloween, we're going to play some excerpts from their Day of the Dead Volume 2 Halloween Special 2009. Again, thanks to Skidmark Bob, and he's got a blog, Pop popdefectradio at blogspot.com. And that's like psychoacoustics.blogspot.com. That's where you can go to find our playlists and comments and our Slack sheet calendar every week.
Pop Defect Radio. blogspot.com.
Plus, anybody awesome. Named Skidmark Bob has got to be awesome. Praise Bob.
Certainly classy. Praise Bob indeed. Something from a man named Skidmark.
Keeping you plugged into the amplified scene, this is WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin.
Let me take you tonight. With a kiss and a bite, I will teach you to fly till the night passes by. Enjoy this never-ending love. Join me on a falling star right above. We are invincible and strong, untouchable and free. We are all lost and gone. Child of immortality, hunting for a place to stay for the day, dancing with the devil deep inside. We keep on hiding away from the light. Let me take you tonight. With a kiss and a bite, I will teach you to fly till the night passes by. Let me take you tonight. With a kiss and a bite, I will teach you to fly till the night passes by. Say goodbye to the sun. You have to forgive me all I have done. Follow me, 'cause you'll be mine. My sweet, hungry angel, so divine. Child of immortality, please turn a fire from a glow in the dark. Surrender yourself to me. Open your heart, let us make a new start. Let me take you tonight. With a kiss and a bite, I will teach you to fly till the night passes by. Let me take you tonight. With a kiss and a bite, I will teach you to fly till the night passes by.
We got EAP in the house tonight. Edgar Allan Poe, America's favorite anti-transcendentalist. We're taking this back, way back, 19th century style.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Mister.
Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Kick it. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I kicked it, weak and weary, dark and cold, just like Lake Erie. Brand new sample, someone clear me, while I nodded, nearly napping. Suddenly, there came
game a tapping up like what this thunder clapping in my brain like graphic halfling staffing me I put down Milton cell phone mute like Paris Hilton open window halfway built times are changing like Bob Dylan 20 pound bird black as could be cold feet cold eyes aim straight at me grim face grim stare death carnivore quote that raven nevermore who's that
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister. Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister. Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Raven. All up in my grill like nevermore.
I miss Lenore, my Annabelle Lee. Taken by angels from me. Along with books. Hey, that's me. Harbinger of death visiting me. Can I help you? Evil prophet. If you got a problem, look, I'll solve it. He checked my hook. DJ revolved it. Perched on palace. Chalice dropped it. Tell me, sir. Please, if you can. Am I a good or evil man? What can I say? What can I do? When will I be rid of you? Nevermore, quoth he at me, hating on this fresh MC, satanic raven Nietzsche Glee, killing me softly like the Fugees. Now I feel worse, my verse is terse, joy in verse just like Fred Durst. Call a nurse, disperse my thirst, put this process in reverse. Wish I'd had some warning first. MC Lars, 88 hearse, now I'll never be slug or merce under that black raven's curse. The raven's eyes still have the seeming of a demon that is dreaming. Lamplight over him still streaming. Hear me screaming, hear me screaming. My soul still floats there on that floor and shall be lifted nevermore. Afflicted, calm like Michael Moore. Canonized piece, U.S. folklore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Raven. All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Raven. All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Raven. All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mister.
Raven. All up in my grill like nevermore.
Whose house?
Raven's house.
Again.
Oh, dear friends, it is so cool that, well, it's just so cool. What you just heard was Halloween by Math, a group out of Chicago from the early 90s, late 80s. Before that, The Raven by MC Lars, a seasonal favorite. Kind of like the previous song, Mike David's, that's really the only good song on there. But we started it all out with Dark Angel by Mike David's.
That was so bad. It was one of those so bad it's question mark good?
Question mark good?
I mean, I just, there's no darkness to it, you know?
It's like, nope.
Yes, you're a vampire. Let's all just die now.
Yes, la 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 la, 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 la. Maybe we'll die, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah, rescued from the reject pile here at Wharton.
Exactly.
Soon to return.
Soon to return. We've experienced that once is enough. And now, it's Skidmark Bob's Halloween mashup, special, spectacular. Ooh.
Drippy.
Mm. Homie, where have you been?
I think the better brains is, are you brains of brains?
Where do you want it, the mouth or the eyes?
Ooh, mouth.
Eyes it is.
Death by stereo.
I drink your blood, and I eat your skin.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Blood-sucking freaks!
There's the blood. There's something in the blood.
We have painted a bloody picture.
Enter.
You're tuned to Pop T Fake Radio, the soundtrack of chaos and carnage, with a Hallows Eve special to scare the living hell into you. My name is Skidmark Bob, and we focus on zombies yet again with Day of the Dead Volume 2, featuring music, film samples, and mayhem from the living dead. Stay tuned if you dare.
We have breaking news out of our region this morning. It appears, it seems that a large group of people have gathered outside. It appears to be a protest of some kind, and officials are describing the crowd as unruly. We have an exclusive live report from Ken Loney in the Sunshine Chopper. What can you see there, Ken?
Grant, I'm watching hundreds, literally hundreds of people packed in and around this building, and it looks pretty odd from up here. They seem to be trying to cram themselves inside. Oh, whoa!
What's happening, Ken?
The side of the office. This building is just burst outward. It's killing people. It just kind of exploded. Oh, Jesus! It's an explosion of people. Oh my God! People are getting trampled. These people are getting killed out there. Oh,
Ken, do you see any police? Is anybody trying to restore order down there?
No, I don't see. Wait. There's a convoy of trucks. Military vehicles. Where did they come from? What the hell? There's helicopters. There's a helicopter at my 2 o'clock and one.
Ken, get safe. Yeah, just try to get out of there.
Coming to get you, Barbara. They've been dead a long time.
Look, there's one of them now.
At this hour, they report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation.
Listen to me. Can you hear me, Miss Espinosa? I need you to stay right where you are, okay? All right, we want to help you here, okay? Put your hands in the air for me, Mrs. Espinosa, okay? Put your hands in the air!
Radio in the truck. All I heard was trash talk. Same as always. People trying to sound like they know what's going on. They don't really know shit. Same as always. One guy is saying it's escaped prisoners on the loose from up in Hennessy. Another guy is saying it's some kind of chemical spill making everybody go crazy. How do they explain a man walking around with his neck broken? A man shot full of holes still coming at you.
You can't just waste it with a headshot?
Dude, you've been watching way too many Romero flicks.
You're telling me there's no lore on how to smoke?
No, Dean, I'm telling you there's too much. I mean, there's 100 different legends on The Walking Dead, but they all have different methods for killing them. Some say setting them on fire. One said, where is it? Right here. Feeding their hearts to wild dogs. That's my first one.
We now go to Ken Loney, live in the field in Pontypool. Our reporter, Ken Loney. Ken, are you there, Ken?
Yes, I'm here. Shoot someone. I'm not safe here.
Not safe where, Ken?
Near the train tracks. That's the big silo, not the little ones. I ran here from the entranceway of the Imacon National Park. They came after me. You gotta send police.
There is no contacting the police, Grant. There is no reaching the police.
Can you tell us what happened? What's happening there, Ken?
Okay, I'll tell you this. I've seen things today that are gonna ruin the rest of my natural life, Grant. And I'm scared. Just, okay, let me move so I can see the... No! Look out! Oh, God! They're pulling two people out of a van!
Who are they, Ken? Who are they?
There's a bunch of them. They're people. But they're crazy. They're pulling these two out of the van. Oh, my God! They're fighting them. They're actually carrying them to the ground in their mouths. They're biting. It's just biting. They look like a school of fish, like a frenzy, a piranha. It's almost as if it's just how it looks, I guess. But it looks like these people are trying to climb or eat their way inside. Ah! Oh! Oh, he heard that. One of them looked over. He heard me. Oh, he's coming. Holy shit, I gotta hide. He's running.
Came in, the air went out, and every shot went out. I don't know who you think you are, but before tonight is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you.
Oh, America, I wish I could tell you that this was still America, but I've come to realize that you can't have a country without people, and there are no people here. No, my friends. This is now the United States of Zombieland.
We're gonna stomp in Zombieland. Devil beat in Zombieland. We're gonna stomp that devil beat in Zombieland. We're gonna stomp that devil beat in you don't know. You want to know, but you don't know.
Clearly a behavioral disorder, but what could have caused so widespread and dramatic a condition as the one that we are facing tonight? We've heard speculation on everything from the ozone layer and chemical weapons to voodoo, mysticism, and organisms from space.
We're gonna stomp in Zombieland. Devil beat in Zombieland. We gonna stomp that devil beat in Zombieland. We gonna stomp in Zombieland. Devil beat in Zombieland. We gonna stomp that devil beat in Zombieland.
A biologist in Stockton, California have released a report stating that the bodies of the recently dead are returning to life, driven by an unknown force that enables the brain to continue to function. Doctors at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta reject that theory, calling it preposterous beyond belief. They feel that the only reasonable explanation is a germ, a bacteria or a virus that has a mind-altering effect on its victims. Though how such a germ could have been delivered so quickly and over such a vast area does remain a mystery.
Your retorts, shoving my blade on a cold metal plate.